Good to be in the house of the Lord today. If you have your Bibles, I'll let you be going there in Acts the 15th chapter, and then go to 1 Peter chapter 1, 4 and 5. You'll turn there. I want to say I thank the Lord today for letting me be in the house of God. And I'm not a teacher or nothing like that, but Brother Randy Coleman, you ain't as surprised as I am, but anyway, I had to obey God and do what God wants me to do. About 2 months ago, God put something in my heart about why faith. And if Peter would be the one that would know about faith. And this morning, about 4 o'clock, the Lord woke me up and gave me another scripture, and that was in Acts, the 15th chapter. But we'll pray, and then we'll read that. Father in heaven, we thank you and we appreciate you for this day you've given us. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, God, for loving us. Lord, we thank you for liberty. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for the Word. Now, Lord, we ask you to help us today. And Lord, help us to go away today different when we come in. And we love you and we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. I do love the Lord. And I told Brother Mike Wednesday night, God's put it in my heart. I want to draw closer to God than I've ever been before. And what I'm going to talk about this morning is why faith. We're living in a day and time that, you know, at this hour we're living in, people are turning away from God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I first got saved, you didn't have to worry about when you went to church what kind of Bible they'd be reading out of. You didn't have to worry about if when you went to church, you know that you'd hear preaching. But when you go to church, a lot of places now, it's entertainment. But I thank God today, and if there's ever been a day and time, and I want to encourage you, say, well, why faith? There are a lot of people today. I want you to stop and take inventory of your life right now. Where is your faith really at today? What is your faith in today? And we need to be very careful. And here in the 15th chapter of Acts, it starts off, and certain men which came down from Judah taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. We see here, and right here, as it had been about, Peter, I'm going to read in the 7th verse there, been about 10 or 12 years. See, the devil, he wants to always put a church the different way, keep the focus off of the Lord Jesus Christ. They wanted them people to go back under Judaism, wanted them to get back under law. And see, that's where the devil wants to get us today. You say, well, I ain't going to do no sacrifices, but I want to encourage you today, if your faith is not in Jesus Christ, then you're under law some way or the other. We must keep our faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul and them would preach. And then the Lord woke me up this morning in the 7th verse. And when there, it says in the 7th verse here, and when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, ye know how that a good while ago God made chose among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. It had been 10 to 12 years since Peter had spoke to Cornelius' house. And there what Peter was saying, he says, we got to wake up and realize, you know, in our day and time, and I jotted this down here, if that happened in Paul and Peter's day, if they were coming in and trying to detour people from the gospel, you say, well, you know, we hear the gospel here at this church, but you go around and you look around, the gospel really ain't being preached in a lot of churches. And I want to say this, just because you said in this church, it don't mean that the devil can't get you. This is why faith. We must keep, see, you can sit in church. I know people sit in church all their lives, and today their life is full of torment, and they're so far from God, It's so sad. Why? Because they didn't realize where their faith was, and it was in the wrong place. See, it ain't time to play church. It's time to get on fire for God. And I want to say this, and we sit here today, and you know, I go around, people, let's don't get complexity and sit around and think, well, God, come on. You come on and bless me if you can this day. I'm going to tell you what we need to do. We need to realize why faith. Why we come? Why did you come here today? I didn't come to see y'all's clothing. I didn't come to see, you know, what you was wearing. Faith brought me to the house of God. And I just love the Lord and thank Him today. And Peter, and then we'll go to 1 Peter here and read this. And I want you to just think about this. Why faith? And I want to read a scripture in Jude before we read this in 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 4th and 5th. And this is what Jude said. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for not faith, the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Faith is very important in our lives today. And if Peter would be the one that he could be the one that could tell this because he experienced it. And I want to read something in Luke, the 22nd chapter, right quick. Get over there. I ain't going to get shook up and nervous. I just want to go along this right here. Now, Peter, what I'm fixing to read. Now, Peter was talking a while ago about believing, faith. If there was one that could had the credentials, had the ability to know, he could know why it's important to keep the faith. One day he began to brag. He said, Lord, these other boys, they're going to deny you, but I won't. You know what? His faith was sort of getting away from the Lord Jesus Christ and not centered on the Lord. You mark it. When you start getting cold in the Lord and your faith starts drifting, you're going to drift. You're going to get messed up. There's some people here today while I sit here. In your mind already, you just saying, already thinking in your mind, well, I'll be proud when this is over with today. I'll be proud when I can get home and I got to do this, I got to do that. What we need to do is, see, you say, well, I've sat in church and did the same thing. But I'm telling you, if we don't center our faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil is going to come. Now, if you're born again, you ain't going to go to hell. But who wants to live in this world with a defeated testimony? Who wants to live in this world defeated and down all the time and not having victory and not walking in victory? Brother Seamster preached a message about two and a half years ago. I don't know if you remember. He taught about victory. He told us at church, you better be careful. And some of the people were in this church, and he warned people. And today, people are not in this church. I'm going to tell you, we cannot play games. And here Peter, he said, and Jesus turned to Peter in the 31st verse in Luke, the 22nd chapter. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon. I'm glad God knows our name. The Bible says, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says. You know why we get in trouble all the time? Because our faith's not in the Lord and God ain't got our ears. The world's got our ears. Things has got our ears and we don't hear. People say, Well, I didn't hear that. I didn't see that going on. It's because we don't have our faith in the right object. We don't have our faith in the right place. And what Jesus was telling Peter, wake up. Wake up, I want to tell you something. But Peter, his faith was in the wrong place. And he says, behold, Satan has desired to have you. I want to say right here. Now in Peter and Paul's days, the devil didn't close up shop then. So, well, I got the church where I want it. I'm going to tell you, his shop's open in 2013. It's open, and if he can get in this church and tear this church, he will. Brother Driver can tell us that Abilene, I remember I used to hear about Abilene, a church that was on fire for God today. I mean, in one day. But today, that I passed by that church the other day, and I thought to myself, you saying you down the church? No, I'm not. I'm telling you, the devil will get in the church and he'll mess it up. It'll become an entertainment center instead of a, you know, and one people, some people will say, well, what do you got for my children? What kind of things you got for my children? You know, that makes me so aggravated. Somebody asked me that. I said, we got preaching. I'm going to tell you, Brother Ken ain't to entertain my daughter. I'm the one to entertain my daughter. I do the entertaining for her. I want my daughter to come and hear the Word of God preached where she'll get faith in her heart. You know what I pray every day? You say, and this is why I say, you can get so far away from God that you can just go alone in la-la land and drift alone. And that's where a lot of us today, we're just drifting along. You say, you know, I thought of what Brother Mike said Wednesday nights. Well, I'm going to get the blood off my hands, and then it's up to you. You know, we don't see, it ain't up to him to take what the Word of God, when he preached. It's up to us to take it. God has a garment for you to wear every time you walk out of the church. He has something you to take home with you. And I just appreciate the Lord, and I pray every day. See, I tell my wife, I said, now, the devil can get our daughter if we ain't careful when she gets older. Just cause she's in a Christian home, that don't mean the devil can't get her. What about faith? You know what's going to help my daughter? If mom and daddy keep their faith in Jesus Christ. Not faith in the world, not faith in entertainment, not faith in the things of this world, but faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God today, this is my prayer every day. I say, Lord, you prepare a young boy for my daughter that's born again, blood bought, loves the King James Bible, loves worship, loves to go to the house of God, and you prepare her also. You know what causes me to pray like that? Faith. Faith in a God that's real. I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Muhammad. I'm talking about Jehovah God. I'm talking about Jehovah Jireh. A God that's more than enough. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I tell you this. This thing I thought to myself, I said, why in the world? I said, Brother Randy must have made a mistake. He must have got the wrong number. And I'm not saying, now what, God gave me this couple months for me. I'm not saying He gave it for you, but I believe this, and I'm a firm believer. We all got something to share, and it's something good if it's from God Almighty. But there, Peter, let me get back to this. There, and I want to encourage you. Pray for your children. My God, pray for your grandchildren. About a year ago, this person's not here. I asked a minister, not Brother Mike, but Brother Jason. I asked him about a person. I was in praying. I'm a nobody, but there's a somebody that lives in me. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was praying. This person come, his name come to me. And I asked Brother Jason, I said, is everything all right with... He said, well, there's some problems. But today, that person's not in church. What I'm telling you, the devil will get you. He'll get your family. This is why we must have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil ain't closed up shop. He's ready to destroy. And Peter says, and Jesus says, Satan wants you. If you don't think, if you're a born again believer today, if you don't think the devil wants you, if you don't think the devil wants to come to where you at, I'm going to tell you, about 2 years ago, I was in a place where I'd act like a fool, and then I'd say, well, I ain't going to read the Bible. I ain't going to church. I'd get mad, and I'd tell, well, I ain't going to church, and I'd wait about time to go, and I'd just come on. I got out of that mess. Because I got my faith in the... But now, I still act like a fool sometimes. You can ask, well, but I don't say I ain't going to church. I don't say I ain't going to read the Bible. I don't say I ain't going to pray. Because my faith's in the Lord Jesus Christ. I better go to church. I better go to church. That's where I'm going to get some help. You can get some help today if you want it. Too many times we sit on the pew and we won't move. We wait for somebody else to move. I'm going to tell you, we better move because it ain't going to do somebody else down there at their house. It's what's going on down at your house. Said Peter, told Peter, the devil's desired to have you. He wants you. He wants to destroy you that he may sift you as wheat. Now, we're talking about why faith. We're talking about faith now. But I have prayed for thee, not that you'll be a good disciple, not that you'll win 100 souls, not that you'll have a brand new car or a brand new donkey, or that you'll have a brand new home. But notice what Jesus prayed. Now, this is what Jesus prayed, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Jesus knowed he's going to mess up. But you know what? Peter's faith didn't fail. You said he cussed? Yeah, he did. You say he denied the Lord? Yes, he did. All others did too. But his faith didn't fail. What did he do? After he saw what he'd done and the cock crowed and he denied the Lord, there what did he do? The Bible says he went out and wept bitterly. I'm going to tell you, that's why faith, that's why we need faith. When we mess up, faith will take us to the altar. Faith will get us on our knees. Faith will cause us to cry out to a God that's in heaven that can help us and strengthen us and put us on the right way again. That's why Peter, he was an expert on faith here. And here it talks about in here 1 Peter, the first chapter 5, the 5th verse, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation to be revealed in the last times, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious of gold than that perishes, though it be tried with fire, thou may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why faith. Our faith must stay strong. And that word kept, it's a military term that, you know, God, see, Jesus is in heaven. You know what He's doing? If I keep my faith in Him. Now, I want to read something right here that there's so much here, I've got to hurry anyway. This right here, faith, confidence in a testimony of another. If I left it like that, then that can mean anything. There's so many people in Rick Warren. I don't know if you know about it. He's been around 20 years. Driven purpose. Church talks about it and write these books. A lot of Baptists is walking behind. I'm going to tell you, not faith in another testimony. We got to have the right object, Jesus. It's got to be in Jesus Christ. Faith, there people pray every day. There's people going to a temple today. You can go in the airports. They got a little place where they'll get down and they're praying to their God. They've got their Quran and they're reading. But I'm going to tell you, I'm talking about faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith that'll carry you over. Faith that'll carry you through. Faith that'll keep you to the end. And I want to read that. I'm just going to go right on right here. And it talks about, now Peter was talking about right here. See, there's an all-seeing God in heaven. He's taking care of us. I thank God there's times, every day we ain't in trials and battles and walking in darkness and heartaches. I'm going to tell you today, you know what? And there's some of you in here today. If it wasn't my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be in a straitjacket in a padded room with a nervous breakdown. Because I'm going to tell you, the devil wants to destroy, and he will if we let him. It's up to us. It's up to us to choose what we want to do. Some of you may right now, you may feel like you can scream on the inside and the devil's tormenting you and tormenting your house and trying to destroy and trying to tear down. But all we need to do is hold on, because they're all seeing God. I'm going to tell you, see, it talks about keep. He don't change guards like they do over in England. They don't change guards. He's on duty every day, every morning, every month, every year. You don't have to worry about Him changing guards, because He sees where you're at. That's why faith. We must keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because He wants to bring us through. The object of our faith, it must be in God. Jesus said, if you believe on the Father, believe also in Me. Our object's got to be in Jesus Christ and believe what He did. And I want to hurry on. It talks about right here the kind of faith, saving faith. In Romans, the 10th chapter, I'm talking about saving faith now. It talks like 9th verse, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thine heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm talking about a salvation. Saving faith. How many of you saved in here today and you know you are? Come on, raise your hand. Praise God. My God. Saving faith. Don't tell me this stuff ain't real. One day you confessed 45 years ago on 58 Berry Avenue, walking out in the backyard, lost and going to hell. Didn't know where I was going and what to do. All confused, tired of sin. Sin didn't do me no good no more. What I did, I walked up the doorstep, walked in the house. My mom and brother said, do you want to go pray? Went into my granddaddy's bedroom, kneeled down, not knowing nothing about God, kneeled down, and God come into my life. I'm talking about saving faith. I'm talking about keeping faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't tell me this stuff ain't real. It's real. Real down in my soul. Coca-Cola ain't got the real thing. Jesus Christ has got the real thing. This is real. Praise God, it'll keep you. It'll get you through the storms. I was thinking about 45, the times that I've been through, and I may have to quit in a minute. There, I think about I run every morning, and I start out, and man, I said, this is fine. This is fine. And I thought about the other morning, I was running, and I've got to watch out on the pathway. You know, I might sidewalks it up that way, and if I get out in the street, somebody might run over me. That's sort of our walk with the Lord. You know, and I thought about it while I'm running, but I know I got a house back around there. When I go around the 3 miles, I can go back to my house. And I thought about it the other day, when I get halfway, you know, I said, man, I like that house right there. I like to stop over. That's what the devil, see, our faith in the Lord. We got to keep our faith in Jesus Christ, because He's got a home for us. A home that we're going to soon. And we're going to go to that home where we'll be blessed. No more pain. No more heartaches. No more graveyards. No more divorces. No more sickness. No more hospitals. No more dying. No more drug addicts. No more alcoholics. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God today. No more of it. And there I was going, and I thought about it yesterday morning. I started going up that hill the last mile, and I thought about, hey, I know I can make it. I know I can make it. And I kept on, and then I thought about it, and the Spirit of God said, hey, you might have one more mile. Might. I don't know how many more miles I got, Brother Ken, to go to the glory world. I don't know how many more you got. This may be your last mile. This may be your last trip to come to the house of God. This may be the last trip, maybe last mile. We better run well. We better walk well. there what kept me going on, because I had a house and I had a paved driveway and cement. But you know what? I thought about this. Glory to God, I ain't got a house, a home. It's got paved. It ain't concrete, but it's paved with pure gold. Glory to God. One day I'm going to step on them gold, and hey, the old body ain't going to get tired. If I want to jog for 1,000 years, I can jog for 1,000 years, because I'll be in a glorified body. Why faith? This is why faith, because God has prepared a home for you. I don't want to go. I'm going to tell you, I believe this with all my heart. I believe this with all my heart. God didn't intend me to start out and leave out of this world defeated and with my head hanging down and my hands hanging down. God ain't going to take this church out of here, a defeated church. He's going to take a glorified, victorious church out of this world when the rapture takes place. My God, I want to go out feeling good about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God. Temporary faith. You remember that story when the seed was sowed on stony ground, and when temptation come up, and there the people, you know, they was rejoicing and praising God. You know what's wrong with some of us today? We got temporary faith. Our faith's real good when we're in the house of God. That ain't really where it counts. Where it's going to count when you go out them doors, if you got the real stuff. He said earnestly for it. The faith. That's where it counts, right out there, when you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When the devil, you know, most times the devil ain't going to get up in here on you. You say, well, he plays with my... That ain't what bothers him. What bothers him when you walk out of that door, you got a message burning in your heart when you heard the preached word of God, and you're going out of here and you say, I'm going to pray, I'm going to seek God, and I'm going to cry out to God. That's when your faith, the devil's going to come and test your faith and see how strong you are. That's why God lets him do that. God wants to prove you. What Peter said, he wants to try and try it like gold. Our faith is more precious than gold, than dead faith. This is, and one more, and then I'll shut this thing down. Dead faith. There in James. Find it right quick. James, the 2nd chapter. Here we go. Talking about dead faith now. Even so, faith, if it had of not works, is dead, being alone. The 21st, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? It's talking about deeds of obedience. Not getting out here, you doing something. God done did all the work. What we got to do is be obedient to Him, do what He tells us to do. Notice this, and it says this right here in the 21st verse. Was Abraham not our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, up on the altar? Dead faith. If Abraham had stayed home that day, he'd had dead faith. He had faith, got him out of the house. You know why a lot of people ain't in the house of God today? They got dead faith. Kept them home. You say, I don't believe that. I've experienced it. You don't think your faith can be at a standstill? You don't think the devil can mess you up? You know, we need to get honest. We need to get real. Dead faith will keep you out of church. Dead faith will keep you from praying. Abraham, he got up that morning. He got out of the house. Don't you want to get out of the house? Start walking for God. Start living for God. Abraham went on. He got everything, prepared everything. And why faith? This is why faith. Abraham, he didn't know where he was going, but he got out and he went and he took Isaac. Faith. Had that knife in his hand. He was coming down. He's fixing to take his son's life. But on the other side of the hill. When I was on my way to hell, not having any hope or whatsoever, on a hill, there was a lamb that climbed on the cross, shed His blood that I might have eternal life. Glory to God that I might live victorious every day. And I want to close it down right here in Romans, the 10th chapter. With Paul, 2 Timothy. Here in the 4th chapter, we'll close it down right here. Why faith? Paul said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Why could he say that? Can you say today, if the Lord called me, I'm ready to go? Could you say that? Paul said, "I'm ready. There ain't nothing standing in my way. I'm ready to leave this world. I'm ready to go." Listen to what he said. "I have fought a good fight." Not fighting flesh and blood. You know, we're to fight a good fight. Our problem is we're fighting one another too many times. Now, to be honest with you, my problem is a lot of times I'm fighting my wife when I ought to be fighting the devil and the forces of hell. You say, I'm just honest about it. Act like a fool. Act like a wild patchy. But I'm a saved patchy. I'm born again. Thank God there's 1 John 1:9 in the Bible. And I'm not abusing grace. I realize I can't do anything I want to, because when I sin, I pay the consequence. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. I've run this race. I have kept the faith. What about it today? We need to keep the faith. This faith, why faith? This faith I'm talking about, it'll do when you're dying. God bless you.